Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO.
The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good morning to you. Happy Friday. And if you are a veteran or you love a veteran, you're celebrating and honoring a veteran, we are with you. Happy Veterans Day from us here on After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. This is one of those days of the year where I make it a focal point to highlight our veterans, those who served, because it's not just the service, it's also the sacrifice of being away sometimes, of leaving their own families to protect our families, whether it's overseas, whether it's a skill that is better served here in the domestic United States, whatever is the case, it's time consuming and it's a chunk of years, in some cases, many years out of a man or woman's life to put the focus on other people. It really is the ultimate show of service and sacrifice. And so we try on Memorial Day as well as Veterans Day to encourage you to send either the names of your favorite veterans, photos, if you don't mind sharing them, memories sometimes too. And we love, love, love the fact that so many other listeners support those of you who do respond. So producer Jay is using our show account, After Hours CBS, to retweet your photos and your names. And then on Facebook, I'm going through and looking at all of them. Some of you have multiple posts. I think Christopher is a new listener to the show. He himself is a veteran. He's got family members who are veterans. He's got brothers that he remembers from his time serving, and he listed their names as well. It's awesome because other listeners then go and look at your posts and look at the threads and get a chance to say thank you and honor you as well. So please find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS. Forget my Twitter. It's not exciting. And then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are underway week 10 in the NFL. So we're going to get to a game that really needed Peyton and Eli last night. Though it did have Al Michaels. And boy, has he gotten snarkier and doesn't give to you-know-what anymore. He just is who he is, and Amazon encourages that. It's fantastic. I almost feel like he's come out of his shell a little bit more since he moved to Amazon, and the sarcasm, it's drippy. Sarcasm is my love language, though, so I'm all about it.
Like, he's just gone the last, like, how many years watching the best football games of the week, and now he's getting these. I mean, he's got to find some way to entertain himself.
But it's not intentional.
No, of course not, but he's just got to find some way. I feel like he's just used to calling these such big moments and exciting moments, and like these are like dragging on a lot of these games lately, these Thursday night games. So I feel like he's got to find a way to keep himself entertained.
Couldn't you say the same thing about Monday night with the new Monday night crew?
Sure.
But Joe Buck and Troy Aikman keep getting these duds where in the first half, it's almost like I don't even need to watch. I keep forgetting to pay attention to what's going on field level because I'm busy laughing at Peyton and Eli and their guests. And so sometimes I have to rewind. They have been commenting about how few first downs and how few points are taking place in the first half of Monday night games. So I don't know. It's partly the NFL. We're seeing more and more teams commit to that run game. Run the ball, stop the run. It's not rocket science. Run the ball, stop the run, control the ball. It can be slower, a slower brand of football. But that doesn't explain the points. I haven't seen the numbers. I need to find them because I would be willing to bet that scoring numbers are way down this year. We've seen was it brutal offense? Well, bad football, but Kurt Warner called it brutal offense when he was on the show. Tom Brady just called it bad football. And he included his own team in that. Part of it's injuries. Of course, we know that to be true. There are a lot of teams with a lot of injuries. That's part of the deal in the NFL and really in any major pro sport. But you're more and more seeing teams that are going to that kind of basic football plan of run the ball, stop the run.
So points this season so far are actually down 3.8 points a game from last year.
Mm-hmm. How'd you find that?
Do a quick little Google search.
Wow. That's impressive. This is why we pay producer Jay the big bucks.
No.
And by we, I don't mean me because I don't have big bucks. Though still, if he falls asleep on the plane on the way to Phoenix, that's it. He's being left behind in Arizona.
My promotion's gone.
Actually, you... Yes, that too.
Probably done anyway.
You would love it if we left you behind in Phoenix. Well, I feel like that would not be a problem with you.
I think I'd be all right. I'd make it work.
It's not right. You can't sleep on the way to Radio Row. We're going to be flying to Phoenix to do Radio Row, and you're just going to be snoozing away on the morning of a work day?
Well, yeah. Well,
we have to hit the ground running in Arizona and go straight to Radio Row and then host a show that night, and you're going to be... Oh, my gosh. Do you snore?
I don't think so. I've never been told I do, so.
Your family's never said anything about snoring.
No, so I guess I don't. Right? I
mean, no, how would I know? They could just be not wanting to hurt your feelings, or they could lock you in a room by yourself so that they don't have to hear you.
Well, they do that often, but.
They do do?
They do. I guess you could let me know on the plane if I snore.
No, I'm going to be waking you up. Oh, sorry about that elbow. Whoops. Plane shifted suddenly.
So you're going to steal my armrest and wake me up from my sleep?
Oh, I'm going to steal your armrest? If you're sleeping, what am I supposed to do? Wait for you, Princess Leia, Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah.
No.
Let me rest.
Uh-huh. No, what you need to do is be taking notes and getting ready for our first day on Radio Row.
Yeah, I need a fresh mind and a good sleep to
then
get in the right mode.
Sleep that night before we get on the plane.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, slouch. It's sketchy is what it is.
Not. It's sleep.
It's no, totally
sketchy not to.
You can sleep overnight. It's not like we're taking a red eye to Phoenix. You can sleep overnight.
And also, I probably will do that as well.
Stealing your food. I'm going to take your credit card and charge stuff on it.
Just don't take my peanuts and we're good. Or my biscuits.
All bets are off. I can make no promises if you are dead to the world. I mean, I'm bored. I'm going to get into some mischief.
And if the cart girl comes, get me Dr. Pepper.
You know I always have Sharpies in my bag, right?
You draw on me?
I might.
I mean, if you actually did that, I don't even know if I'd get mad. I might just give you that one.
They really should not let us out of the studio. You know that, right? Or you. They shouldn't let you out because you're open game if you fall asleep on the plane.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to see.
Maybe you should take a Tylenol PM.
Because then I'll definitely fall asleep?
Yes. Good idea.
You should take a Tylenol PM.
It doesn't work. I once got on a flight to Africa that was a red eye, took a Tylenol PM, and slept 20 minutes. In a 20-hour flight, I slept 20 minutes. It was the worst.
What about something like stronger, like a NyQuil or something?
Something stronger than Tylenol PM? It's Benadryl.
Is NyQuil stronger on par? I don't know.
I have no idea, but...
Take them both.
Seriously, what's wrong with you?
What?
Oh, my gosh. Not to mention he's also a drug addict. Okay, so it's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Never mind, you're not coming to Phoenix.
So I'm in.
You're going to have to find your own way to Phoenix.
I'll walk.
You're not sitting next to me. I would walk 5,000 miles.
Literally.
All right, that was eye-opening to say the least. Let's see. Back to football. The Super Bowl is still a ways away. I don't know. Any chance that we see the Falcons or the Panthers in the Super Bowl? Never say never. What is the NFL is literally one of those leagues where you never see it coming.
Never
right?
Say never, but never.
Never. Okay, fine. Never say never, but never. However, that was funny.
It's a Friday.
I didn't even mean that. Yes, it is a Friday. However, when the Panthers play other teams in the NFC South, they're money.
Second down and 8. Laviska Shenault motions behind the formation. He catches the screen. Shenault's got the 40, 35-30, accelerating down the sideline. See you later. Touchdown, Laviska Shenault. Mariota under center. The snap. Fake to Cordero. Mariota in trouble. Scrambling again. Flag down. This is going to be a hold. Might get another one. Now he launches deep downfield. Intercepted. J.C. Horn. 45. He's got midfield into Falcon territory. and takes it out of bounds at the 45. I have no idea why Marcus Mariota decided to throw that ball.
A lot of people are asking those questions. And Anish Shroff on Panthers radio, 13-3 at the half. And it's only because there was a late field goal by the Falcons that they were on the board at all. Yes, Laviska Shenault with a big explosive play in the first half, 41 yards, and he gone. Middle of the third, we did see the Falcons finally get on the board. Marcus Mariota to Drake London, but they missed the point after attempt. Adventures in kicking. Young Hoku. Remember the last time these two teams got together? It was Eddie Pinheiro that was missing. It wasn't a regulation extra point, but it was a 49-yard extra point. Thanks, DJ Moore. But then he also missed a chippy in overtime that could have put the Falcons, Panthers on the board. And so now you've got the opposite. He's hitting everything in sight, but it's the Falcons kicker who can't hit the PAT. It was a mess. So the Panthers answer right back late in the third, and they maintain their margin. Just because it's the NFL, we have to get some drama in the fourth quarter.
They swap out receivers to the left side, three to the left of Mariota. He looks that way. Mariota looking for it all. Wide open. End zone. Touchdown. Kadarryl Hodge. And the Falcons are battling back with 2:56 to go. It's 22-15. That's a 25-yard dime for Mariota.
One of his two touchdowns. He did have the interception in the first half. Under 200 yards passing, that part doesn't surprise me because a lot of these teams that are focusing on the run, you're seeing fewer and fewer passing opportunities. The problem is when the Falcons were trying to pass, Mariota was off the mark and there was a real disconnect. They only had maybe 15 to 20 yards rushing in the first half. They were pretty bleak in that arena. And once they got behind, would have liked to have more of a downfield passing game. It just wasn't working. And Kyle Pitts sees a lot of attention on defense. They ultimately got over 100 yards rushing and did pull within one score multiple times. But at every turn, it was the Panthers defense with an answer.
Steve Wilks was very emphatic on the sideline, talking to the safeties, everybody in the community, making sure they're on the same page, communication.
Four-man rush, seven-man drop, Mariota in a sack. It's Haynes again. Back inside the 20, the Panthers take over. The D-line came to play. The pass rush seals it for Carolina.
We talked all week. In order to win this game, you're going to have to control the line of scrimmage. And offensively, I thought we did a tremendous job. We rushed for 232. Foreman had 130 yards rushing off 31 carries. I think that's very impressive.
So Steve Wilks has got his Panthers playing hard. And he's got his Panthers winning against the NFC South, which is pretty amazing. If not for that missed PAT 2 weeks ago, they would have been 2-0 against the Falcons this season. It's after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So you see the yin and yang. Offensive line gives up just one sack and blocks to the tune of 232 rushing yards for the Panthers. Deontay Foreman, 130 yards and a touchdown on his own. But then on the flip side, the D-line really puts pressure on Mariota, and on the offensive line for the Falcons did not hold up well. Five sacks, nine quarterback hits. So it does take a lot of pressure off of a P.J. Walker when you've got a run game, ball control game, and then a defense that's up for the challenge.
We knew it was going to be a dogfight out here, and you know, I think this team got a lot of resiliency in them. You know, we just was looking forward to the battle. Primetime game. Defense came out there and played their ass off. And I think overall as a team, we went out there and played all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. We got a lot of guys that with a lot of fight in that locker room. And, you know, it's tough to look at the record and just say this team is out of it, you know. But, you know, when we go out there on Sundays, we play for each other. And, you know, that's all that matters.
P.J. Walker, 10 for 16, 108 yards, no turnovers, which was huge. I don't know that you could call it a quarterback controversy for the Panthers. Steve Wilks has made it very clear that his chosen one is PJ Walker, not Baker Mayfield, who was busy coming up with new ways to celebrate. If you didn't see this after the game, we were talking about it last hour. It's a little bit scary. Baker is headbutting his offensive linemen as they're coming off the field. Well, the offensive lineman, not currently his offensive lineman. And he's doing it with a ball cap on and actually stunning some of his old linemen as he's launching into them. This would put a penalty in hockey, and Al Michaels is giving us the running commentary.
In recent memory, Mayfield, oh, beautiful.
Huh.
It's a good,
okay,
way, a good way to wind up in concussion protocol.
Yeah.
Even though you don't get into the game. Huh. Oh, boy.
If you haven't seen the video, that's their reaction to Mayfield going down the line and headbutting a bunch of his unsuspecting teammates. And Michaels throws in the, it's a good way to land in concussion protocol.
You don't really care.
Don't play in the game. And the still photos, the GIFs, oh dear. They're just, you know, the power of video to make things look even worse than they actually are. I'm telling you, I like the Amazon Al. Because he's much snarkier.
Amazon Al.
You know me. I'm a big fan of alliteration. Amazon Al. He's different. He's different on TNF on Prime. So, again, no real quarterback controversy because Baker could end up in concussion protocol. But on the other side, Arthur Smith, who was fit to be tied most of this game, he wasn't having it. If you lip read, well, we can't have Al Michaels say that on our show or on Prime. But instantly answering questions about whether or not Marcus Mariota will be pulled as the starter and will be replaced.
You can make it about the quarterback. How about the team? So we had an opportunity at the end of the fourth quarter of the last 2 weeks, and a lot of different ways and a lot of different phases, Mike. We got to get better. And I'm thankful that we got an opportunity to come back and do that with 7 games left.
Really, it just starts with me. You know, I got to do a better job of giving our guys opportunities to make plays. I thought our guys were winning on the back end, just didn't make some of the throws.
I know those are the popular narratives right out there. Those are the easy questions to ask. As a whole football team, we got to do a better job. Start with myself. So we look every week to make sure that we got the right guys in the right spots. And like I said, we got to protect better. We got to play the run better. You know, Chicago's going to come in here and try to run it 500 times. And so we got a lot of work ahead of us.
I hear Matt Ryan is available. He's not got a lot on his plate these days. Oh, dear. It's crazy how some of those trades worked out, is it not? So just for a second, let's review, shall we? I know that Deshaun Watson suspended, but that's one quarterback that the Browns traded for who's not playing. That's just the first one, the first domino that dropped. Matt Ryan gets traded to Indy. He's not playing. Carson Wentz gets traded to Washington. He's not playing. I don't think that you're going to bench Marcus Mariota, but it is crazy that he is turning out to be one of the better, I know they're heavy run game, but he's turning out to be one of the better trades that was made over the offseason. Just out of curiosity, would you care to venture a guess? Backup quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons?
Oh, I feel like I knew this. Desmond Ridder?
Desmond Ridder.
Right.
See? It's a fantasy football mind for you right there. He's a rookie. Out of Cincinnati, third round pick. I that's not a good idea.
No, I don't think so.
Let's not make that move. So Arthur Smith is protecting his guy, certainly, and he and Marcus have a pre-existing relationship. I don't think in this case it was Marcus. Now, was he off the mark a little bit? Sure. But they could not get any traction running the ball initially. It's kind of nuts the way these things work out. Baker's not starting in Charlotte. So no Baker, no Carson, no Matt, and no Deshaun. Four big names that all move in the offseason, and none of them is starting.
And you want to look at Russ. I mean, people would say take him out, too.
Yeah, Russell Wilson is stinking it up the joint right now. Who else am I missing?
I mean, Jimmy G wasn't supposed to be the 49ers starter going into the season. I know it was injury.
No, he wasn't. They did put all their, well, not all their money, but they put all their eggs in the Trey Lance basket. Yeah, we've had plenty of QB changes because of injuries or ineptitude, but I was thinking specifically about the ones who were traded and how woefully it has worked out for some of those moves. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, we got a bunch of stuff for you. Number one, we want you to send the photos of your favorite veterans, or in lieu of that, send us their names, and we will honor them by retweeting, again, A-Law Radio or on our Facebook page. Also, the After Hours Game of the Week, that poll is live. It's waiting for you to cast your vote in the spirit of election week because we're still counting ballots and votes. We've got four games, including one in Munich, Germany. And right now, Bills Vikings is part of the poll, even though Josh Allen may not be available. We'll give you the latest from Orchard Park. Good morning to you. Happy Friday. Happy Veterans Day. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to...
The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The After Hours Podcast.
In the NFL is the status and the health of one Josh Allen. Well, according to Von Miller, they didn't even know anything was wrong until the last couple of days when Josh wasn't practicing.
Spirits are still high. He's still the same Josh. We went over his house after the game. I didn't even know he had an injury or anything like that. But we went over his house after the game and everything was normal. And you know, I was on Twitch on Monday streaming some Call of Duty, and everybody was like, "Is Josh okay? Josh okay?" They're like, "Hey, what's wrong with Josh?" And then, you know, we get the news that he injured his elbow. But, you know, from him and his energy, like, you know, he's the same guy. He's the same guy. I'm not too worried about it. If he can't go, you know, then Case will step up. If Case can't go, then, you know, I have played some quarterback back in my day. we got Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis and Isaiah McKenzie. You know, all of these guys, man, I can make a few plays. Not like those guys, but I can make some plays for them.
Gosh, that would be my reaction too. Von Miller with Pat McAfee talking about Josh Allen and how the rest of the team didn't really know anything was wrong. That was echoed by Deion Dawkins, who says Josh seems fine to him, even though he hasn't practiced the last couple days, which is setting a good portion of the football world on fire, and not straight fire or hot fire, just plain old fire. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Stephon Diggs set Twitter on fire when he tweeted "Rejoice" soon after we had heard the comments from Sean McDermott about how they were still evaluating Josh and that they were doing tests and his status was up in the air. Well, Stephon's trying to talk people down now.
No, I wasn't stirring shit up. Y'all need to stay off my Twitter.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that could be construed a couple different ways. But the big one was, hey, Josh is going to be okay.
I ain't say nothing. Y'all better stay off Twitter.
First of all, he's not telling the truth, and you can hear the playfulness in his voice. So there's still a lot of speculation that Josh avoided a major injury. something that would require surgery because we haven't seen or heard anything like that. Seems to me that Sean McDermott is playing this a lot like what Bill Belichick did with Mac Jones, which is not give opponents anything. And I understand that, although at some point it just becomes ridiculous. So Stephon and Case Keenum have a pre-existing relationship. I was predisposed to say pre-existing condition because that's a term you hear a lot, but that sounds funky. A pre-existing relationship from their days with the Vikings. In fact, it was Case Keenum who threw the Minneapolis Miracle to Stephon Diggs against the Saints in the playoffs. Oh my gosh, that was one hell of a moment. So going back to 2017, Case Keenum was a starter. Remember that he's kind of taken this journey everywhere. He was the chosen one for the Broncos right after that. Then he was in Cleveland. Was he in Cleveland? I think. So there's been a few teams since 2017 and the Vikings. Also, I cannot believe that was 5 years ago. What? That's, it seems like it was a couple months ago. Anyway, Stephon is supportive of Case, not Von Miller for fill-in quarterback.
100%. I mean, you want me to come here and say zero, but that's my guy. You know, me and Case go way back. He's a true pro. He's been around this league for a long time, so I anticipate him preparing the right way, him and Matt. So giving those guys confidence from the receiver position, of course, I told my guys, you know, regardless whoever is out there, we got to still do our job, get open, catch the ball, you know what I'm saying, and try to get as many reps as we can during the week so we can build confidence and, you know, build that little, we got a small window. So, you know, do what we can.
I feel great. Yeah, I feel great. I'm doing the same thing I do every week. I prepare to play every week, every day, you know, every period, every practice, every meeting. So it's the same. Just, you know, got a few more reps today. So, you know, I feel great. Feel great with the communication, the mindset of the team, of Doris, the communication from Sean, everybody, and, you know, taking a day at a time.
He's always a dangerous guy to be in the backup role because he is one of the most prepared people. I spent a lot of time with him and just seeing the way that he prepares, the way that he stays positive through everything, and just encourages. I know guys on that team love that guy because that's the type of person he is. So, you know, I know that he's prepared to play if he needs to and that he'll play at a high level if he needs to get out there.
Ringing endorsements all around from Stephon Diggs, former and current teammate, and Adam Thielen, who said he's one of the most popular guys that you could imagine. And Thielen points to, hey, he's going to be prepared, and everybody loves this guy, so they're going to rally around him. Don't know yet if that will be the case, if he will be starting, or if it will be Josh Allen. It's just been eerily quiet, and I know people freaking out, Bills fans freaking out over the fact that Josh hasn't practiced. I'm not sure he needs practice. Ultimately, though, it's important to look big picture. I know it's hard when your team is sitting on six wins, they're coming off a loss, and the fact that the AFC East is so bunched up now, every game takes on this massive importance, and it's magnified in the AFC East, where it wouldn't have been, say, a year ago, a couple years ago, when the Bills were clearly the team to beat. And while they are still the defending champion, you don't want to give up ground. I understand that. But big picture is, if he misses a game or two games, or maybe he misses a month like a Mac Jones does, oh well, he'll still be back for the stretch run, and then on into the playoffs. You don't want Josh to hurt himself any further. And as much as Josh is tremendous and, oh, he could probably run the ball as opposed to throw it. Still, 80% of Josh or 75% of Josh, or maybe it's not even that much of Josh. Not sure that gives you the best chance to win if he can't throw the football. They did pick up Nyheim Hines at the trade deadline, and you can imagine that if Josh were to go, well, then they might focus a little more on running the ball, but that's not a bad thing. Bills need to be able to establish the run even more consistently and efficiently than they've been able to do to this point. All right, coming up, you know, defense wins championships. So a lot of times we do QB news, but in this case, we're going to give you a Week 10 preview through the eyes of the defense. Good stuff. Some of our matchups. We know that early on, you all are focused on Vikings and Bills. It's the best matchup in terms of records, even without a Josh Allen, it's still two of the best teams in the NFL. That's the game that is outpacing the field in our poll. So check it out. The After Hours Game of the Week. You can choose on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page. And also we're so grateful and we feel honored that you are sharing your photos of either yourselves or your favorite veterans and their names.
Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO. Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO.
The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So that we can share those as well on our social media space on this Veterans Day.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Defense wins championships.
Defense wins championships.
I wanted this so bad. I dreamed this, man.
I don't know who the tackle is I'm going against, but I'm going to kill him.
No! No!
I check all the boxes.
Late rush. He throws it down the field. Intercepted at the 30. 25-20. Micah Fitzpatrick goes into the end zone.
Defense. Defense. Defense.
That's dangerous.
We love defense on this show. We don't overlook the defense ever because defense wins championships, in case you hadn't heard. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We've given you the post, the poll, on both Twitter and Facebook asking you to choose the After Hours Game of the Week. And we're going to treetop through the eyes of the defense and look at week number 10. First of all, we've been talking about this Vikings-Bills matchup in Orchard Park, New York. And we don't know about Josh Allen, but that doesn't change the Vikings. The Buffalo Bills defense still has to take that run game seriously, spearheaded by Dalvin Cook. But not just that. Think about the weapons they have, recently adding TJ Hockenson to a Kirk Cousins group of weapons that right now is playing extremely well and are potent. Von Miller knows it starts with getting to that Vikings O-line.
This offensive line, they are probably the best offensive line that we've seen so far, from O'Neal to Darisaw on the other side, left tackle and right tackle. They are a 1-2 combination or 2-1 combination, however you want to look at it.
This is the choice right now. It's early in the voting returns, but this is your choice overwhelmingly for the After Hours Game of the Week. I hope we see Josh. Josh is not only better for the Bills, but he's better for the NFL. But his status remains uncertain. Did not practice for a second straight day. No new information from Sean McDermott. Admittedly, would make it a much different game plan for the Vikings. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. How about that game in Green Bay? Mike McCarthy's return to Lambeau Field. He's spoken highly of his time in Green Bay. In fact, his wife is a Green Bay local, and so they still have a home there. They've got family there. This is a different Packers team than the one that maybe they would have faced the last few years, right? With the 13 wins, the big bads. Oh, so much better without Mike McCarthy. But now he's in a position of strength with the Cowboys, and a lot of that has to do with the defense. And Micah Parsons, who is looking forward to facing Aaron Rodgers. And, man, he's a load to game plan for if you're the Packers.
He's a guy that you want to play against. He's a guy, he's a
idol and a figure in this league that you look up to. I mean, I look up to him. I mean, he's been in here a long time. He's done it the right way.
The way he moves Micah all over the field, and you don't know where he's going to be, and they could be in, they can just line up in a variety of different ways, and it presents a lot of challenges.
Oh, that's the beauty of versatility, is when you can throw a player out there and ask him to do a bunch of different stuff, move a bunch of different places. Bill Belichick loves finding those kind of guys because you can not only disguise, but you can throw different looks at an offense that they've never seen before. This is going to be fun. And I really do want the Packers to turn a corner because I think the NFL is more interesting when Green Bay is part of it. But man, their schedule is a legit beast. Can the Cowboys get this big road win in honor of Mike McCarthy? We shall see. Another one of our choices. Find the poll on Twitter or on Facebook. Looking at another matchup, this one is in our poll as well. It's the Chargers and the Niners. Now, the Niners have a 4-4 mark. They're second place in the NFC West behind the Seahawks, but they've added Christian McCaffrey. We've already seen the various ways, speaking of versatility, the various ways that Kyle Shanahan wants to use him in the offense. So this is the main focus for Brandon Staley and for that Chargers defense, which, of course, includes Kyle Van Noy.
Christian's a very complete football player. He's a complete back because he's an outstanding runner, runs with pace, vision. He can break tackles. Very elusive player, powerful player, and then he's an outstanding pass receiver. He's a dangerous weapon out of the backfield, and he can split out as a receiver. Sometimes they're good pass receivers out of the backfield, but he can truly split out wide and be a factor too. And then as you saw last week, you know, now he's throwing touchdown passes out there. So very complete football player, and a lot of respect for his game.
One of the better ones that you'll play in the NFL, and you got to have all 11 guys pay attention to him because he's that dynamic, and just got to do our best to slow him down.
The NFC cracks me up. So the Niners are the only team in the entire conference sitting at 500. They're the only team that's 4-4. We have five teams that are above 500, then the Niners, and then everybody else with losing records. What is happening? That's why Trent Green just used the one word, crazy, to describe the first half of the NFL season. And many of you used similar sentiments. Never know what to expect. You make predictions and the NFL laughs in your face, but this is a good one. It's actually the one that I voted for, Niners and Chargers, Sunday Night Football. Flex starts next week. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. The Rams and the Cardinals, also in the NFC West, both desperate for a win. Bobby Wagner, one of the veterans, he looks around and he realizes they have the pieces to change the tone and the direction of their season.
I think guys are excited to get back out there and play again. You know, we let one slip away. And so, you know, the best remedy for that is to get out there again and right that wrong. When you look around, there's so many talented guys, so many guys that have been through ups and downs way worse than this. And, you know, it just creates for another opportunity to do something special.
If the Bucs can do it, so can the Rams. They just couldn't do it against the Bucs. That normally would be a game that is enticing and is interesting, but both those teams are below 500, and it's stunning. Don't call this a Super Bowl hangover. That's done. We're into November now, mid-November, and neither one of these teams who spent made a bunch of changes, spent money in the last couple of years, has more than three wins. We've also got Miami and Cleveland and pieces who have changed teams recently. Now you've got a Cleveland offense that has to deal with Bradley Chubb. Bradley Chubb knows the key to beating the Browns is to stop the run. Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
They got two great running backs, you know what I mean? I feel like Nick is in the league of his own, does a lot of great things. One of those people that he gets stronger as the game goes on, and as you hit him more and more, he just keeps turning those legs, keeps doing what he does. And Kareem Hunt's kind of more of the same, like real electric, could do a lot of things. Once, like I said, once you hit him, he kind of bounces off and gains acceleration off stuff like that. So it's going to be a good challenge for us, and we're excited about it.
They paid him. They better play him, right? So I would think that he'll play a lot this game.
Jacoby Brissett. No chance they don't put Bradley Chubb on the field. And we have seen guys that were traded immediately jump in. Talked about T.J. Hockenson. He was on the field and actually catching, what do you, five catches?
Yeah, like 8 or 9 or 10.
Oh, did he have more than that? Okay. So that was a huge deal right away. And obviously Christian McCaffrey had the trifecta recently with the pass thrown for a touchdown, caught for a touchdown, and then rushed for a touchdown as well. Tyreek Hill, he doesn't play defense, but he causes fits for defense. Can we throw this one in? The numbers that Tyreek Hill is already putting up, it's astounding. I know that he was a monster with the Chiefs offense, but they spread the ball around a little bit more. Between Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, they've already combined for nearly 1,700 receiving yards this season. How crazy is that? The most by a teammate duo in the first 8 games of a season in the Super Bowl era. I mean, these two guys are lighting it up. And so with Tua, we're talking about the Three Musketeers, and Tyreek says they're just getting started.
They've been doing a great job, you know, Coach McDaniel, you know, Tua, you know, finding me in lanes, you know, even Teddy and Skylar stepped in, you know, doing their thing. So I'm just happy to be a part of this offense, extremely blessed, man, and thank God for this opportunity.
Yeah, so nearly 1,700 yards through the 8 games. Then they threw in one last week. Now, here's the crazy part. He's already 1,100 yards receiving, but only has 3 touchdowns. Only has 3 touchdowns. And this is with 3 different quarterbacks. It's not like Tua has been out there the whole time. We've seen Tua, we've seen Teddy, we've seen Skylar Thompson. And yet he's already at 1,100 yards receiving. We're past the midway point now as we head into week number 10. Did not see the Steelers last week. The Steelers are back in action. I've actually missed Mike Tomlin. Kind of wondering, where's Mike Tomlin? Because we missed hearing from him. The Steelers are back to the drawing board. They are the basement of the AFC North, looking up at now the Baltimore Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals at a better win last week against the Panthers. And so we'll get Pittsburgh back on the field hosting the New Orleans Saints. This is not in our poll. It's not game of the week, but we're going to see Kenny Pickett back on the field too for that Saints defense.
A lot of things that, you know, I can definitely improve on, and, you know, definitely coming in here, put my best foot forward and trying to improve as much as I can every day to get, you know, get a win on Sunday is really all I'm focused on.
Steelers and Saints. I don't know how I feel about that one. I mean, it's an NFL game, so I'm sure there will be some compelling storylines, but it seems like a random matchup. So it will be good to get Mike Tomlin back out there again. A lot of people are focused on the Colts and the Raiders. Oh, my goodness. The Colts in Jeff Saturday's coaching debut with Sam Ellinger as their quarterback, whose offensive line can't really block for Jonathan Taylor. It's almost like they're wasting a year of Jonathan Taylor. And the Raiders, Darren Waller, Hunter Renfro just put on IR. They're losing guys to injuries, which is a huge deal, but not specific to the Raiders. I don't know if it can get worse. I guess it can. It's just, it's cringy to think about these two teams and where they are and what's going on through the midway point of the season. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. One more. Giants were on a bye last week too. And while they were on a bye, Xavier McKinney was in Cabo and he injured himself on an ATV and now could potentially miss the rest of the season.
I take full responsibility and what was going on. I'm an accountable person. So, you know, for me, I was just more upset about knowing that I wasn't going to be able to be here for my team.
All right. I'm not laughing at Xavier. Obviously not laughing at the fact that he has an injury, but do you think that was on purpose?
I'm accountable.
Do you think he's singing behind Xavier because they're having to go on without him? Just come on. You don't think that was planned, right?
No, I don't think that was planned.
You don't think that whoever that was could see that the interview was taking place?
Wanted to get his voice out there.
And just thought, hey, you know what? They're obviously asking Xavier about the fact that he can't play.
Lighten the mood a little bit. Yeah, I see that. All right.
Serenading him behind the scenes. Some song about going on without you.
I'm a accountable person.
I'm telling you that had to be on purpose.
Good teammate.
I do not believe in coinky dink. That had to be on purpose. You guys, overwhelming the response we've already gotten from our Veterans Day post. We're sharing as much as we can on Twitter, so you can check out our show account, After Hours CBS, and then also our Facebook page. Some of you are sharing your own photos, which is amazing. Some of you, immediate family members or friends that you serve with, brothers and sisters that you served with, thank you for your sacrifice and service, and continue to share those with us. We're honored. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO. Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO.
The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.